USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding two of his Keep America Great rallies in Florida, the first one being held in the Villages.
It's a choice between optimism, patriotic vision for American success, or Joe Biden's dark, dismal, gloomy. Did you hear what he said last night about darkness, darkness, always darkness? But it's a gloomy vision. We're about the American dream, all about the American dream.
President Trump also traveling to Ocala, Florida later tonight. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky took the first steps Friday to advance Amy Coney Barrett for a Supreme Court nomination vote, despite delayed tactics from Democrats, including forcing a rare closed-door session that's typically reserved for national security matters. A final vote on Barrett's confirmation, likely Monday evening. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden again hammering President Trump's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
President Trump said, "We're rounding the corner. It's going away. We're learning to live with it." There are quotes. But as I told him last night, we're not learning to live with it, we're learning to die with it.
Biden speaking in his home state of Delaware, where he is leading the president by 21 points in the latest polls. The former vice president continues.
The United States is 4% of the entire world's population, yet we make up 20% of all the deaths worldwide. If this is a success, what's a failure look like?
Colorado officials are hoping some snow this weekend will help them put out wildfires that have been moving across the state. The two largest wildfires in state history have burned close to 400,000 acres. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of the top stories of the day, as Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
There's many across the country that are dealing with COVID in different ways. Lots of deaths are still going up. And then when you look at it, everybody can say that they know somebody that's been affected by COVID. And for small business owners, it's a matter of closing the doors or staying open. And we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with insuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
The Los Angeles Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays resume the World Series tonight. They play Game 3 at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, first pitch just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. The best-of-seven set is tied at one game apiece after Tampa Bay won Game 2 6-4 on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.